person, as far as I'm concerned, tomorrow.
Well, Mr. President, you're talking about armor battalions and artillery battalions.
Yeah, but they're not in Germany.
Yes, they are.
You're talking about the cavalry?
They're drill and build up units. There's a cavalry regiment, and in addition, there are five additional battalions, three armor and two artillery.
Now, the things that Rod was just talking about are not working out for the forces he was naming were the headquarters group.
That's separate.
The 280 or
so. Those are separate.
But they're in Germany.
They're in Germany. Without any comment. conversation about it if possible.
Let's see whether we go with that, but then
discussed that. If we're going to put that forward, we don't want to discuss it now, but we don't want to say anything now that ties our hands. That seems to me the position.
Yeah, but we've got to be careful that we don't so qualify what we say now with these 10 possible squadrons in mind, that it seems to undermine our whole NATO commitment.
No, this is probably
the precise point, Rob.
Just one statement here that no major change to conflict for such force amount of oil for this amen.
I didn't use that
Now the other action is present that we're the Secretary recommends you that we're considering and we're doing nothing about because it's a prospect one to do now is reduction along with logistical forces, either support forces by 30,000 men, which would save about $45 million. Now that suggestion was made that we do that over a period of 2 years. In other words, we don't do it all.
And which are those, Russ?
They're Army, they were in Bob's memorandum for the President at September 19th. 15,000 by July 164 and 15,000 by July 165. These are Army logistical forces. Where are they? And hopefully it's throughout Europe. Reorganize depots on functional lines and return to U.S. units required in Europe primarily for post-M-Day operations.
That's over and above the ones we already talked to the Germans to mention about.
That's right.
That's part of your phase two.
That's right.
But we should start case of job.
We do those during the latter part of fiscal year 64 and during fiscal year 65. Phased action. Now, these were not approved at the meeting on September 19th, but they are actions we may want to look at down the road. I don't think we should foreclose those.
Definitely not. I don't think we probably. In any case, let's push ahead with what the defense public regard as the best time schedule and submit it to us when we get it through state. We can decide at that time, depending on where we are with the Germans, which we will do and put our time schedule. But I don't really plan to go ahead, particularly with those units that are logistical and that are outside Germany and even some within Germany once we tell the Germans. And we stick with that six combat divisions there. We're going to be fine.
Now we can have the six combat divisions and the necessary combat support units for 205,000 men. Now that's why I think it's unwise to talk about specific numbers. We don't have 260,000 there today, and we don't have 350 tactical aircraft. About 300. And if we use any numbers at all, I think that ties us in to a specific number.
Let's look at the speech.
The first question on the point we've been discussing with the President is at the top of the page. Paragraph 2, second page.
The military authority.
That's figure page 1, Mr. President. I have a question there. I think there is a problem about saying how tightly we tie to these non-nuclear force goals. For one reason, we are ourselves very skeptical of the nuclear force goals set by NATO. I'm not sure that we want to be too hard and fast about making NATO force goals our commitment.
And I would say we're not limited to non-nuclear. We should respect all of our forces.
And we don't actually have a line.
I'm always saying this. I mean, we've always said that we should beat our goals. I don't think that.
If you say non-nuclear, I guess you don't feel like it's nuclear goals.
Well, I think the reason the way to fix that would be to put a sentence in saying the Secretary is dealing first with the non-nuclear problem and then say the NATO military authorities have proposed, because he does go on to deal with nuclear problems.
Like, you say they may have proposed lines to approve force goals, military force goals, which they would have to spouse force structure.
The only trouble with saying that, Mr. President, is that you may get the MRBM requirement put on you as something the Secretary has signed on to, which he never has in terms of numbers.
This says non-nuclear force goals.
But the point is that I think if you describe that section of the speech as being dealing with a non-nuclear problem, you can then deal with it.
But no place else do you accept the requirements to be.
Well, I would question myself, prefer to say something very specific and clear.
sentence, sorry, Mr. President.
Two sentences, the gut point, seems to me, and it's that.
Well, I can just say right in here, we have the equivalent of 6 combat divisions, but other nations, 6 divisions in the highest stage of readiness. Where the secretary is going.
but it,